Okay, I remember to put on the recording this time.
Merhaba.
Sean Roboisa.
Nasılsın?
Just one second, let me get sorted out. Yeah. Let me do this without. That's also good. Yeah, that's fine. Did I need these? Okay, you can hear me like that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So let's do it without the headphones because they just cause trouble. Okay. Okay. I resent the shift from this morning, Jonathan and Elia. So you got it.
Yes.
I don't know what that was about, but I just forwarded the email as it comes in. I didn't notice there were two. I don't know why. There was one from 9:26 and one from 9:29. So I don't know what that was about. But anyway. Fine, Beseder. So we have to start Akdom Chamishis today. Akdom Chamishis is Mod Chashuv because this is the beginning of the Akdom to the Sugya of Ishtadlus. He's going to say some stuff here, which Lemaisa really is going to require an enormous discussion about Ishtadlus. You'll see from what he says here. This is a piece in the Mashgiach Ramatisya we have to see as well. Explains a little what's going on here. We have to take this slowly and try and put it together. But just remember that he's going to be dealing with Ishtadlus here. You'll see the many, many questions why things are done the way they're done. And he gets involved in it at length. So let's start this Hakdama and see what he wants from us here, because you'll see the local kach pashut. Hakdama chemishis hi sheboru loy, just to be clear to a person, ki kol advarim hamitrachshim umitchadshim bo'olam hazeh, everything that happens and that is mitchadesh, that comes into the world, that you see new things, bo'olam hazeh, after the world was created. We're not talking about Maisa Bereishis now. We're talking about after the world was created and now the world's conducting itself. It comes into being through two things. It functions via two things. Dvorim, he says. Shnei Dvorim. Two things. Aleph. So this one's not so difficult. This we understand. This we all, this is poshut. Al yaday shabois boch shmu goza verotza shedvorim elu yishave v'yile metzios. That's Pashut. The first one is how do these things come to be and how do they function, whatever, because that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, and that's what he was going to, and then that's what happened. Hashem wants these things in the Metziut. And therefore, there they are. Base is where we're going to run into some trouble, and that's where we'll see is going to, a lot to be spoken about, yeah. Al Yaday Base is Al Yaday Goyrmim Ve'emtsoyim, causes and intermediaries. Emtsoyim is a hard word to translate. Emta means in the middle, something that comes via something else. So we call them intermediaries, means to an end, yeah? Bechelkam kroivim, some are close. We'll see what that means. Ubechelkam rechoikim, some are far. Bechelkam gluim, ubechelkam nistorim. Some things you can see, they're apparent, they're obvious, and some things are hidden. All of them with alacrity, with Jesus. You see why that has to be that way. Bring into actualization, bring into reality what was Nigzal is Havelis is Golois, what was Goizer that they should come into being and that should be revealed. Because Hashem helps them to do this. The first one is whatever Hashem's goza, that's what it is. That's everything, right? The other one is no, there's these means, there's these intermediaries, there's these other things. You see what they are. Some of them are far, some of them are close, some are revealed, some are hidden. And these things with lots of zrizas, they go doing what they have to do, what Hashem's nigzor that should happen. And then Hashem helps them to do what they have to do. So obviously that's not so to move on to us what that is, yeah? That Hashem does everything and it's all from Hashem. Beseder, we understand that. We big Baal HaBetochen. But what this other thing is with cause and effect and intermediaries, so there we have to understand that needs the Hezbo, Maze Biduk. Now also, what does he mean, what he means by hidden and revealed, that I can also get a grip on. There's sometimes you see the causes, and sometimes you don't. They're hidden, but you see things happen, but so you know they were caused, but you don't really see the causes. Sometimes you see the causes, yeah, fine. But what's far and close? So he gives a marshal here to explain far and close.
Can I just stop you? Just when you started, you said, well, what are these two things? Are they? It's two different explanations for how Hashem runs the world? No.
Let's read the words again. Good. Okay, let's get the words clear again. Everything that happens and that is mitchadesh. I don't know how you translate that word. That's mitchadesh. that comes in, that's new, whatever, you know, mitchadesh. I don't know, maybe it's a baby being born. That's called mitchadesh. I don't know. But whatever, mitchadesh, something that's new in the world, yeah? After the world was created, all these things that you see in the world, yeah, that you see happening in the world, they come about via two things.
Okay, but now that's where I wanted to stop you. So is he saying these are two separate things or two different understandings of how it could happen? Because it seems like two totally different things.
Al yaday shnei dvarim.
Because it's all because that's what Hashem wanted, then that's already it. What are we even saying after that?
That's what I'm saying. Aleph is easy. I don't have a problem with Aleph base. We have to understand what base is. Let's see. Let's see what he means. First, I don't know what he means. He's going to explain what he means. Okay. Let's see what he means.
Okay.
And then we'll see. I told you right in the beginning, Aleph, I don't have a problem with. That's partial. Hashem, whatever Hashem wants, that's what happens. And it's all from Hashem. That's what Hashem was going to say. That's what it is. That's how we understand it. Then he comes with the second thing. No, it's via causation and intermediaries and other things and Sivuv and Mesovov and... One second, what's going on here? So
it seems totally contradictory to the first thing. It's like explaining what you didn't explain.
No, yeah, he's telling you that Hashem will help them to do it. He's not doing it. Hashem just helps them a bit. You know? So, I mean, they're doing it, but Hashem just helps them. Okay, fine. Yeah, I told you, base needs a Hezbollah. So let's see. Slowly, let's work through this and understand this. This is like Domitri Ishtadlis. We'll see. This is the big beginning of understanding the Sugya of Ishtadlis. In order to explain, he goes straight into explaining what's koruv and rochok, what's close and near, these causations. I'll give an example from what drawing out water from a deep pit. We're going to use that as an example. Well, most of us don't know what that is. We just open the tap and the water comes out. So, but there's a well and then you put a bucket or whatever. So let's see how he explains that. And he spends a long time explaining this. So it's obviously ma'od chashuv what he's saying here. Hanasa kach, how do you get water out of a bowl? It's like this. Adam koshe behema legalgal. You first take a behema and you tie it to a wheel. Galgal ze mafil galgal acher. This wheel turns another wheel, yeah? Shemachuba bodli, and to the next wheel there is connected to that a bucket. The behema goes around and he turns the wheel. And that causes the water is obviously the bucket's connected by a rope to the other wheel. And then when he turns it, that causes the wheel to turn, and then the bucket comes up or goes down, right? This bucket, that's what causes the drawing of the water out. That's the ikka cause of the water coming out. That's called koruv. Adam This man who started the process by tying the wheel to the animal, who are greater my rochok. He's very far away from the Epsom taking the water out the pit, right? The bucket is the closest thing to taking the water out the pit. The Adam is the furthest thing. ואילו שאר הגויים שבין האדם והדלי, דהיינו הבהמה, הגלגלים, המפעילים זה זה, the things between the behemoth, the Adam, and the Dili, the wheel and whatever that causes this whole thing to happen, v'chevel, oh yeah, he mentions the chevel, didn't mention the chevel before, v'chevel shebo koshu adli de galgal, hem goyrmei b'nayim, those are like in between, they're not far, they're not near, they're kind of in between. Ha'megashrim b'n ha'goyrem ha'rochot l'goyrem ha'korov, they're a bridge, they're a connection between the far and the near. So you have something that's far, the first thing, then you have the end thing which brings it out, that's called near. And then you have these things in between which join together, because if you didn't have them, then the Adam tying the behemoth to the wheel wouldn't do anything to the Dili. You need the things in between, right? So those are called intermediates, those are called in-betweeners. They're the geshe, בין הגוירים הרוחוק לגוירים הקורוב. ואם אחד הגוירים הללו מתקלקל, if one of these things wouldn't work, אז המטרה שרוצים להשיג על ידו, the goal that you want to achieve via these intermediate trees, אין יוצא לפועל, you wouldn't get water out the pit. You just wouldn't get water out the pit because you need all of them to be there. Each piece is essential, right? And that's the same with other things that take place, other functionings that take place in the world. They don't come about, they don't actualize by means of Adam and not between and not because of any other causations. They come about through the boira oilam, that's fine, and then here it is again. The causes that he prepares. Shall yodam hapu'ulas nigmoros. Via these things that Hashem prepared, that completes the actions. Whoa. Okay. What's he talking about? Okay, and then he brings some psukim out, which laws they call kach. But that's okay. So I thought to know what he said here. He gave us the dugma of a boar, and then he goes straight into Hashem, and he tells you that Adam doesn't do anything. It's only Hashem and the causes that Hashem puts into the world. What exactly he wants here? This is like a bit of a, it's hard to imagine. This is a rishon, yeah? He seems to be all over the place. First he says Aleph Beis. Then he talks about Rochok and Korov. And then he comes to explain Rochok and Korov. Fine, that we understand. Yeah, fine. There's like five steps to getting water out of a pit. The thing that brings the water, the dli, the bucket that actually brings water, that's called Korov. And the thing there is called Rochok, or Adam. And all the things in between are the links in the chain, let's say. Let's use that if you want for whatever, the bridge. That bridges all these things. And if one of the things don't work, then the whole system doesn't work. And then he launches into talking about Hashem. Hashem does everything through these causations that he prepares. And that's everything happens and everything is completed in the world. So I don't understand. If I want to draw water out of the pit, so I tie the behemoth to the wheel and the wheel to the wheel and the wheel to the rope and the rope to the dli, and then you turn the behemoth and then it brings up the water. That's all Hashem and the things he prepared. They have nothing to do with me. And that's what he said. I don't know what he means. Let's see what he says here, okay? There's one second. This is where he speaks about this. I just want to see. G'day, let's just for now, before we go forward, let's just see what Rav Matisyahu says, yeah? On this. Yeah, let's G'day to spend a bit of time on this. He explains this very nicely. Let's see what he says, yeah? And then we'll come back to the Chovos HaLevavos and see what he wants to say. I was going to go right and then come back to this, but I think let's see what he says. Let's at least start. Kavonis Rabbeinu Letet Dugma. L'mahalach shel sibah u'mesoivah. He says the kavan of the Chovos HaLevavos is to give an example of what's cause and effect. Yeah. Sibah u'mesoivah, the cause and the effect. You need all the causes here in order to get your goal. So right to the shav mind, shenimtza amok amok betoch haber, muchrach lohirid chavit gedoyle l'shoiv amayim. You want water, you want to take water out of the deep in the ground, as you need to put a bucket down to bring it out. V'oyisakene l'day ha-koysher chevel l'chavis. He does that by tying a rope to the bucket. When then you have two pieces of wood and there's another wood, whatever, however you've seen those pictures of wells. This rope is tied to the yoke that's sitting on the head of the animal. The man hits the ox or whatever the behemoth is with a stick to make him go around to bring the water out. When the bucket comes out of the bear, now he's got what he wanted. He's got the water that came out of the bear, the water that was in the bear, now comes out. He's got the water, now it's something to drink. That's what he wanted, right? Okay. If one of these things, one of the steps along the way isn't there, so then you don't get water. There's a hole in the bucket, or she gives a kevel, or the kevel will break, or the baim is not strong enough. Or you cry is a mania. Okay, I understand. If one of these things are missing, then you don't get your water. Yeah. And that's everything in the world, because he hasn't said anything new yet. And now he's going to explain this. Everything that you see in the world, the dugma, she wants a piece of bread. You need a couple hundred thousand people, ten thousands of people, whatever, in order to make your desire actualized. To get a piece of bread requires, there's a whole shalsheret of people involved here. You have to plant, you have to harvest, you have to grind, you have to send it to the factory, to the bakery. He doesn't mention that to plow, you need somebody to go take the metal out of the ground. To bring the metal to town, you need a truck. The truck has tires, you need rubber to put on the wheels. Yeah, it goes on. The millions and millions of people involved in getting you a piece of bread. He's just discussing the planting to the baking period. Yeah, the 39 melachas. I've you understand, it started long before then. You need gasoline. You need petrol for the truck. So what does that require? The one piece of bread. There's a moitzi lechem in aretz. Is a gilgul of thousands of different little pieces that all have to be in place. You need roads, you need transport, because all these processes need things to move from one place to another. Fine, okay, like I said, actually nimtza. One piece of bread, you need thousands and thousands of little pieces that all have to be there. Without that, you don't get what you want. And what is it what you want? I just want one piece of bread, don't get complicated here. No, one piece of bread is more complicated. thousands and thousands of pieces have to come together over a long period of time for this to happen. What's the end result? Is a piece of bread. What was the first thought? A piece of bread. That's Hashem created the world. That's how he runs his world. Cause and effect. Here comes the punchline. Bli sofik, for sure, 100%. No one has any doubts. Anachnu ma'aminim, shakol nasi l'kodesh baruch hu. It's all made by Hashem. It's all Hashem. U'sheyeichu lui yisbarach la'asos hakol bli shum emtzoi lo'ered lechem muchan l'achila toich betinoi. And we all know that HaKodesh Baruch Hu doesn't need all these thousands of little pieces. Hashem wants to give you bread. He puts bread in your stomach without you even knowing. Hashem could do that as well. He doesn't need all these thousands of pieces. Hashem doesn't need cause and effect. But you see, that's how he runs his world.
Yeah, it's very hard to believe that.
One second. Rabbeinu is telling us that Shinyoni Haroyes, these things that we see that have a mahalach and an order. And these are things that you need to recognize and understand these things. First he shows you what you need to see and understand it. That's the way things work. And then he's going to explain why Hashem did it like that. He doesn't explain why. It doesn't make sense. Yeah. Hashem can yesh me'ayin a piece of bread on your plate. Yeah, while you go off to do nail vas. You come back, there's a piece of bread, yesh me'ayin, on your table. Because that's essentially what's happening here. But Hashem doesn't do that. He does this with all these little steps along the way. That's what he does. You want to get water out of the bear. So you could do the way Rivka did. You know, she put the thing in the water, came up to her. So we'd have to go put a bucket down in the well and make a whole ganze, you know, five steps with the wheels and the ropes. So that's the way you see, that's how Hashem runs his world. Now, why? So that Matisse says he's going to explain. That he's going to explain now why he does that, and then we'll see. But that's the what. That's how it's happening. You see, everything's like that. Everything in the world's run like that. Everything comes about through a interdependency, through a chain link reaction of many, many different causes that bring about the end result. That's how he's explained it. He's going to speak about food now. Okay, so you had a question, Jonathan. What do you want to say?
Yeah, no, I was just being real with how it's actually difficult to believe that when you're seeing the opposite, but at the same time, you're right. The whole part of that process is yesh me'ayin. It's just fascinating that Hashem chooses to have it in a process. So my question
The Mashgiach told us that he's going to deal with it. So then I'm not too worried, you know. It's like Rashi, you know. Rashi says, "Lakamen of farish begemara." So then I'll stop worrying, you know. You know. We'll see. Let's see what he says.
Yeah, let's see.
Kashenis boinen betzache Adam. Hang on, we did that. Just 1 second.
No, we didn't do that, John.
Yeah, 1 second, Renema. V'magoyim enu kaimim klal, or if these causations don't exist, as shum pu'ula eni yoytzes lepo, b'derach ha'teva. B'derach ha'teva, nothing's going to happen if you don't have all these pieces in place, right? If the truck that's bringing the wheat to the factory breaks down, or there was no rubber from Malaysia or whatever, there was no truck, so then you just don't get bread because one of the pieces broke down. So the system, the chain got broken. The Kasheni is boinen betzacha Adam, if you'll think deeply about the needs of man. Keitzad alev lahafil goyimim limishtamesh peim tsoim kadei lahasik esrochov. How a person has to utilize these causes and to use these emtsayim, these intermediaries, these ishtadlises, whatever you want to call them, in order to get what he needs. Nira zeis b'chush. You see this, you see it, lamaisa. So mishu zoka klamozo, somebody needs food. Af im yusama maicha lefon of kefisha dorushlo. Even if food's sitting in front of him like he wants it. Yeah, like Rabbi Shimon Bayochai. Take Rabbi Shimon Bayochai, he's sitting in the cave, yeah? And Hashem does a big miracle for him and a tree of carobs grows, yeah? And a well there. If he won't use the means in order to eat it, he doesn't pick the kruvim and stick them in his mouth, he'll die of starvation. Hashem, a carob tree right next to your cave where you're living, yeah? But he starved to death. Why? Because he didn't pick up his hand and put the food in his mouth. That ishtadlis he had to make, even if Shimba Yochai had to make that ishtadlis. We'll see if this explains why. Why did Hashem, he's doing a miracle, you're making a carob tree grow in the nowhere and you're making a well in the nowhere, just intravenous it to him. What does he have to pick it for and eat it? He's doing a miracle, so no. No, he has to do ishtadlis. Even if Shimba Yochai, who's the most ishtadlis free person in the world, he has to do some ishtadlis. And then he repeats this. I don't know what we need both for, but he brings both. Somebody who's thirsty and he needs water. Hashem can do a miracle for you and make a yesh me'ayin well under your nose. But if you don't bend down and drink the water, you're going to die. It's a very simple observation, but it's ma'od, ma'od. We see that, b'chush, that's the way it is. When we call Shukan Shah Dova Kach ima Michael lo muchon lefonov. What happens if you're not Rav Shimon Bar Yochai and you don't get chocolate trees growing in the middle of your lounge? At Shiyipolim Tsoim Kadela Achino Yisai. Daniel, Trina, Lisha, Vafir, Vakuyatibazir. He's got other things to do. He can't just lift out his hand and eat it. No, he's got to maybe he's got to grind the flour and then make the dough and then do the whole process you make to make bread that he has to do stuff. So maybe he doesn't even have that. Same Rabin Vakashi Ma'elu, I love Lifol. He has to do all these difficult works. He has to buy the food. He's not a farmer, so he can't grow wheat. He has to buy wheat. But Yisakasha Adover, im ein lo takesef, adorish liknoisef. He doesn't have money. The Makolet guy said to him, Slicha, Adoni, yeah, we pay cash. It's not a gemachia, this is a Makolet, so will you please pay? He doesn't have money, so what is he going to do now? He's going to go find the money. As alavli foil doimim vim tsoim rabim, Melish is kind of leal. He has to go do all sorts of unbelievable things in order to get bucks. He doesn't say, Kesef. He goes and he hires him out to do a certain job. He sells, whatever he goes to do, whatever people do to make money. Yeah? So do you see that Hashem made a world in which there's lots and lots of causes and effects and sivuv and masovuv and whatever, but Aleph that we saw right in the beginning, that doesn't go away. That's all Hashem doing everything. But you have to do something. So now we have to understand why. That's the background. And now he's going to say, "V'atayim shebiglolom hitil aboyra la'adam lachzor l'sovev achre imtzoy panoso v'shah strochov en shnai." So now he's straight into, we're in the fifth akdoma, and he's straight into the sugya that we've been dying to get to, shtadlis. So now we're going to do this. We'll see what the Chodesh Halvava says. We'll see what Rav Desler says. We'll see what Mitr Sisao says. We'll see what Rabbi Victor Miller says. I'm going to spend quite a bit of time with your permission on this subject, because you know that when you learn Betochen, this is the subject that gets in the way. If we didn't have to make Ishtadlis, if we didn't have these goyimim, these chain things, Betochen would be much easier. No? You wake up in the morning, you say, Hashem sure is hungry, and there's a piece of bread lands on your table, you know? And then you say, well, what am I supposed to do with that? Hashem says, oh, sorry, I forgot. And he puts it in your mouth, chews it, and swallows it for you. You know? So it's like, If then Betochen would be easy, you know. You know the mice about Rabbi Israel always used to tell the mice. It's somebody that I can't remember who it was, but it's somebody that's known. He's walking somewhere in Imamish Nitzpanos, and he looks down. There's a gold coin lying there in the mud. So he says to himself, "That's not for me." Why do I have to bend down and pick up a muddy coin and then clean off a muddy coin? And Hashem could give it to me clean. I don't have to dirty my hand. He goes into those measures and he sits and he learns. An hour later, a very wealthy, choshev-looking man walks into the best measures and gives him a gold coin. He says, what's this? He says, no, I want you to have it. He said, where did you get this coin from? He said, no, I found it outside. It was lying in the mud. And I decided I don't need it. So I said, I'll walk into the best midrash and I'll give it to the first Talmud Chochem that I see sitting and learning. Yeah. So he was living in Aleph. You know, call me Shemayim. I don't have to make ishtadlis. I don't have to do anything. Fine. But we know that the rest of us, that's not how the world works for us. So we need to make ishtadlis. The question is why? So we can stop now and we'll carry on next week, or we can at least just have a look and see what his two reasons are. The Sipuya, the law. This is a whole longer geschäft. We're not going to finish this in one sitting. Tam Echad, and then he carries on, and then Tam Sheini is on the next page.
I think we must start it as a separate shura.
So Metz Hashem, next week we'll send out an email, and we'll say next week we're starting special. We're doing a... Sorry about that. Next week we'll start a shiur on Hilchos Ishtadlus. We'll try and understand Ishtadlus. We'll see how this fits in with what we've set up to now. And Metz Hashem Kedor. Now next week, let me just think. Next week is Chanukah. It should make a difference to me. If there is a problem because it's Chanukah, then I'll send out an email. But if there's no email goes out, then I don't see why not. Candlelight things at 5 o'clock or something. We should be finished by then. Eh?
I hope so.
Okay.
Well, thank you. Thanks very much. Lots of
pleasure. Take good care. Have a good night.
Thank you, Rob.
Ellie, we're waiting for you back in the base midrash. There's this big hole there, and it's waiting for you to come fill it up. Hey, Wamish, we're missing you, man. Terrible, eh? Sure. Kuzma, no one was in the base midrash. It was easier. But now that a few of us are back, and I see some of the guys, no, we don't see you. You, Wamish, it's... Rav David Chesney even popped in today for a short visit. It was very nice. I saw him there. It was so nice to see him. Man. He was going for a walk, so he popped in for 2 minutes. He like sat in a quiet corner where there was no one there. No, I'm not saying you must come back. I'm just telling you, I'm missing you. If it carries on like this, we'll all be going back home. So Bezrat Hashem not, but okay.
What do you mean?
I'm just saying they'll make another sega, they'll close the shul again. I don't know what these oaks can do. I don't know what
they're making a lockdown at night, they just announced.
They can do what they want. They asked from Chaim Kanievsky why you see the Haredi communities up to now, Baruch Hashem, can you that we don't see the numbers going up? He says, because we opened the shuls and we opened the schools and we opened the yeshivas and we opened everything. He said, that's what's going down. You know, you ask me, they'll tell you, know what's going up because you opened the shuls, you opened the yeshivas. Chaim says, going down because we opened the shuls and because Torah and mitzvahs, that's what Hashem's doresh from us. Hashem didn't bring this corona because he wants everyone to stop doing mitzvahs and stop learning. He's trying to tell us something. I don't know what he's trying to tell us, but he's telling us something. But it's not what they say he's telling us. That's for sure not. I don't know what they're talking about. Anyway, complicated stuff for us. But I'm enjoying the lull. If it's before a storm, Bezrat Hashem, it's not. Maybe this is the end. I don't know. But it's been very geschmack being able to just live a half normal existence again. You know. Bezrat Hashem, look after yourselves. We'll see you tomorrow.
You too, Rabbi.
Thank you.